This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations along the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, on their website, as well as on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest markets in the country, and some leading independents scattered in here and there and everywhere to give us a nice balance where people are able to hear us. We're also broadcasting around the world on the Internet. We're also broadcasting up on the satellite as well, so you can hear us many different ways. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, and the FedEx and the UPS drivers, as well as the bulk mail center drivers, Felix and the gang, and our suicide jockeys, all in the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel and the other petroleum products, so we can move on down the road ourselves. We thank them. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And you can hear our podcast just about anywhere. We're on 53 different podcast sites, and all of our affiliates that have links to our show with our website, you can get the podcast off our website. And in some cases, I know the Salem stations, as well as GCN themselves, they have the podcast right there on their website. Now, we're going out to California, where it's kind of the calm before the storm out there, so Kyle's kind of relaxing right now, a little bit more so than he has been. But let's pick up Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Well, let's see here. It's cooling off, Kyle. It's cooling off. It's 85 degrees and clear.
Well, that's better than last hour, yeah.
Yeah, it was 87 last hour. It was 90 at midnight. Jeez.
Yeah, I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed with Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, we teased this before we went to break. The Chinese are using a new smuggling route to enter the U.S. illegally. You ready for this?
Yep.
Now, according to the Daily Caller, and an article that was published in the San Diego Union-Tribune, an international federal intelligence report indicates that U.S. authorities are concerned with a new Chinese migrant route that migrants are using to illegally cross into the United States through Florida. I said Florida. According to an internal federal intelligence report obtained by the Daily Caller, Chinese migrants are taking boats from the Bahamas to illegally enter the United States through Florida. Isn't that just ducky?
This is very, very concerning, obviously. We understand, too, that evidently some of the Chinese migrants are able to, quote, self-smuggle themselves out of the Bahamas on boats to Florida.
Yeah, and the Daily Caller reported that the intelligence report lists gaps in intelligence, including where the Chinese migrants are located in the Bahamas, who's coordinating the illegal immigration effort between the Bahamas and the state of Florida, and why Chinese migrants are engaging in self-smuggle, as you said, operations from the Bahamas. Now, the report indicates 5 incidents of Chinese migrants attempting to smuggle themselves into the United States from the Bahamas, and recently a smuggling attempt reportedly occurred on July 16th involving 6 Chinese migrants, and they were all caught.
Well, it just points up again the notion that any kind of illegal immigration is a concern, because we don't know the nature of the immigrants in that sense, or those who are coming to this country illegally. What are they here for? We understand that some are saying, well, they want to come get a job, they want to get a better life. We understand those kinds of motivations, even insofar as that it's illegal immigration. But there can be other nefarious aspects
to get
operatives into the country.
This is not just some businessman that's doing this or some illegals that are trying to do this. This is the Chinese government. You recently purchased a Bahamian registered vessel in the Grand Bahama Islands and tested the capabilities before leaving and being interdicted in Palm Beach. Now, all 6 of the Chinese migrants were repatriated back to the Bahamas, but that's unbelievable. And, of course, U.S. officials and experts have expressed concerns regarding the identity of the migrants and the possible dangers they could pose to the national security of the United States. Well, hello.
No kidding. Yeah, so this is a very significant development.
And Gordon Chang also piped in, and he says, right now in China there's an extreme pessimism, especially amongst people in their 20s, about the future of the country, so it's understandable why they're leaving. They're trying to get to the United States, Gordon Chang told the Daily Caller. Well, not if we know what they're doing, and apparently now it sounds like as if we know what they're doing, but they are trying to get here coming through Florida.
It's a big deal.
Yes, it is. Hold that thought, my friend. Okay, folks, you're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're going to dig up that guy that likes to drive and talk at the same time and chew bubblegum. Where are you, Mr. Bubblegum Chewer? Oh, here he is. Don't go anywhere.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Indeed, I'm looking forward to having lunch today with a whole bunch of people there at Mission Barbecue on West Waters, and we've invited some people. And ran into somebody yesterday and invited that person to show up, too. You know who you are. So you got an invitation to show up. So come on by. Come on by. And, Christine, that even means you. If you want to take a drive and come up to West Waters, Christine in Sarasota's chiming in. What's this? It's the sunshine and she's on a cloud. Okay, so she's sleeping on a cloud because she's, what is this? Good morning. It's called summer weather. Oh, ha, ha, ha. All right. Yeah, summer weather, all right, Christine. 112 degrees in the shade with the feel-like temperature down there today. Wow. Okay, let's go back to some of what we were talking about. Joe Biden, once again, is trying to figure out how to get this student debt relief through. And he's got an appeals court yesterday that blocked his attempt to do so with another executive order. And I guess he's going to keep trying until he finds a friendly court or a friendly judge, right? Oh, wait a minute. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
I think that's their strategy, yeah, currently.
All right. But this is one of the reasons why there's this divide between Generation Z and Generation X, because they were promised in no uncertain terms when he came to office that he was going to forgive their student loans, their debt.
Well, that's right. And, you know, Captain, I think from the get-go, they knew that the president did not have the power. In fact, Nancy Pelosi herself before sort of flipping, I think, on this whole thing, said the president didn't have the power. The Congress was the one that has the ability to spend, you know, but the president can't simply wipe away debt. He can postpone, and as I recall, the speaker said that at the time as well. He can postpone, but he can't simply wipe it away. But they know that they can't do it. But if they tell people they can, they know it's going to take time to work through the courts and this kind of thing to finally be declared unconstitutional. But in the meantime, they think they've got voters.
Now, a Biden-Harris alum inadvertently revealed a big problem with Kamala Harris going into 2024. What's that problem?
Well, number one, I think that she's not taken seriously. And you were talking about young people as well. And young people, I think, don't take her seriously.
They don't like her.
Well, that's right. Well,
yep,
of course.
They just don't like her.
In fact, I think they see her more as it's still a vice title, but it's more she's acts more like the vice principal than she does as the vice president, right? And she kind of has that vice principal vibe. No offense to great vice principals out there, but
yeah.
That's the term I've actually heard used.
Now, Jim Jordan last night was on Fox. I think he was on Hannity. He was on one of the shows. I think it was Hannity. I don't remember which one now. I just caught the tail end of it. And he said the FBI agent lied about Hunter Biden's laptop and the Facebook talks. He said they never talked to Facebook.
Right. I think this has to do with whether or not they were talking to Facebook to try to suppress some of that, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
So there, again, this whole thing with Hunter Biden's laptop, especially when it came out, it could have had a major impact on the election, but it was suppressed in so many different ways, and the American voter didn't have all the information they were entitled to.
Now, the Pentagon is concerned because the Japanese intel system got hacked by China. I'd be a little concerned about that, wouldn't you?
Well, but this taken in total, when we saw this story earlier, it certainly pointed up the notion that of the recent revelations about malware, for example, in the American military computer systems and other computer networks here in the United States, not just there for surveillance, but there to be able to disrupt. So bet your bottom dollar the Chinese are trying to hack into everything because they want to have a total overview and a total control if and when they deem it necessary to use.
Now, we know we've got problems in the Ukraine, and we know that Ukraine is saying that the Russian missile strikes on the apartment buildings killed five back in the east, and we saw the damage. There was no doubt about it. Russia intentionally targeted those apartment buildings.
Precisely. Yeah, that's terrible.
But the Ukraine also says that they're in peace talks and they're starting to move forward. With China present, they're the ones they're talking to, China, and Russia is nowhere to be seen.
Well, that's right. We understand that the Saudi Arabian Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman, has hosted some 42 nations over the weekend, and they're looking at trying to come up with principles to try to end the war. Russia was not invited to these talks, as a matter of fact. But China, of course, involved there as well. China also trying to move into the position of being the global negotiator, as it were, or the nation that other countries would look to for this kind of help and this kind of interaction. But obviously, Captain, they've got their own agenda through this whole thing.
Now, there's another poll that's come out saying that a majority of Americans have reservations about the Ukrainian funding, and they want to find out where this money is going because, again, we still have this problem with billions of dollars going up over to millions, hundreds of millions and billions of dollars going over to the Ukraine, and they can't account for all of it.
Well, according to this poll, it's an SSRS CNN poll, came out on Friday. 55% say the U.S. should, or the Congress essentially, should not authorize any more funding. 45% say it should. But get this, Captain, 51% say the U.S. has already done enough to help Ukraine. 48% says the U.S. should do more. So it's pretty evenly divided, but we don't know what the way forward is going to be. But certainly the amount of funding and where it goes and is it doing any good, those are great legitimate questions.
Well, that's starting to come back in the way of Vivek Ramaswamy, because there was a discussion yesterday about how he would make a great running mate for Donald Trump. And I've told you before, I think even though the guy is running for president, I think he's auditioning for vice president, and he could very easily be the vice presidential candidate under Donald Trump if he gets it.
Very possible. You know, he's talked, of course, about, I think, pardoning Donald Trump
yep.
at some point. So that might get him in the good graces there. He certainly is very smart. He's talking on these different issues and so forth. You never know.
Now, reactions are continuing regarding the China-Russia joint exercise off the coast of Alaska. And yesterday, the Chinese and the Russians got a little bit more confident in what they were doing and came just a little bit closer, and our ships got just a little bit closer and said, that's it, this is the international line, and you come across this line, all bets are off. And they backed off, the Chinese and the Russians backed off and made that right turn and went back in the direction they came from.
Well, about a year ago, they had a similar exercise,
yep.
and the United States did not respond very aggressively.
No.
And so that's why I think this time around, the military advised, of course, the president that you need to have some kind of a big show here to demonstrate our resolve and that we're not going to simply have you come off our shoreline and conduct your exercises. And I think mm-hmm. they even did like a mock attack yep. on a submarine type
yeah.
thing.
I want you to tell me why thousands of striking workers in Los Angeles, these are the people with the writers and the technicians, plan to shut down the city today, L.A. What are they going to do?
Well, this is, again, yes, in L.A., and of course, you've got the writer's strike going on right now overall, but you've got 11,000 public service employees. Now, this is going to include sanitation workers, traffic officers, mechanics, engineers. They all plan to do a 24-hour strike today on Tuesday in solidarity, but also to point up problems in terms of staffing, that there are a lot of open positions, evidently, that aren't being filled. And so they're trying to demonstrate this. And then when you want to juxtapose yeah. this, Captain, on the fact that, of mm-hmm. course, Taylor Swift is here in the Southland in the L.A. area
yep.
doing her slate of concerts, and we don't know what kind of effect that's going to have with the
yep.
amount of traffic
we don't,
and so forth that's going to
we
be
don't care
Portland.
What Taylor Swift does. It doesn't matter. We don't care.
Well, what I'm saying is that, well, you have thousands and thousands and thousands of people who are going to be going
yep.
to SoFi Stadium.
Yeah, predominantly the Generation X's right in his ears.
Well, you'd be surprised. There, you've got a lot of older adults who are also Taylor Swift fans. But the idea is that you're going to have, is this going to impact that at all in terms of the city being able to handle those kinds of,
okay.
That kind of traffic? Yeah.
Well, the majority of this audience listening to this show, and I'm going to put you on hold here because we got to go to break. The majority of this audience listening to this show, they do not care about Taylor Swift. They care more about Montgomery Gentry than they do Taylor Swift. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News update. Former President Trump is fighting the protective order in his election interference case. Trump's lawyers claim politicians are already using the case to raise money. They say President Biden is capitalizing on the indictment after posting a video of himself sipping coffee from a dark Brandon mug. In his first one-on-one interview with a broadcast network, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis told NBC's Dasha Burns, if the election is a referendum on President Biden, the GOP will win. But
if, on the other hand, the election is not about January 20th, 2025, but January 6th, 2021, or what document was left by the toilet at Mar-a-Lago, if it's a referendum on that, we are going to lose.
When pressed, DeSantis says, of course, Trump lost in 2020. Most Americans disapprove of President Biden's handling of climate change. A Washington Post University of Maryland poll found 57% disapproval. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care, from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care .com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And let me repeat that number again and tell you a little bit more about Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. I swear by them because of what they did for me. They located the problem that I had, and because of what they did and how they did it, it actually wound up saving my life because I was about to leave this planet as we know it because of what was going on with me until they figured out what was happening and they can treat it. Now, their phone number is 727-896-4615. You can call that anywhere in the country and speak to them. And if you're going to be in the St. Petersburg, Tampa, Florida area, I would strongly suggest if you're having problems and you're not getting anywhere with the treatment you're getting, that you call them up and make an appointment, because they'd be more than happy to see you and certainly give you a reference for where you live at or whatnot. But they can help you. They can help you. They can help identify the problem that you've got. I'm sure of that. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, they're located at 38th and 66th in St. Pete. Their phone number again is 727-896-4615, and give them a call and see what they can do for you. Okay, let's go to the phone line, and we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Thanks for sticking around, and we've got Aaron in Colorado. So, Aaron, good morning. What's up?
Professor politics, and of course, I know there's people out there or celebrating and joyous that the U.S. women soccer team lost against Sweden. But I was so mad and disappointed that they lost to a team that basically was just playing defense. I mean, the Sweden soccer team knew they couldn't hang with the U.S. women's soccer team. They were playing defense and defense and defense, and hoping and praying that they can get into a shootout with them. And they knew they had a 50% chance of beating the U.S. Women's soccer team, and the U.S. soccer team couldn't get just one of those penalty kicks in, they would have moved on to the quarterfinals. But instead, the Swedish team just got lucky, and now the U.S. Women's soccer team, who should have won that match against Sweden, because they were the aggressors through the whole match, from the beginning to the match to the end of the match. And I'm not a big soccer fan or follower, but when you're the two-time defending world Cup champion, I'm definitely going to watch, because clearly the United States is the best team, even though they lost to Sweden. And they're the best team on planet Earth, clearly, the way they played and just the way they, even though some people don't like the politics that some of the players represent, they clearly are the best team on planet Earth. And one more thing, Mitch McConnell, I was watching YouTube, and the people of Kentucky were booing Mitch McConnell, and they're right. He needs to retire, but he ain't the only moron that's currently sitting in the House or needs to retire. Anyway, Cap, Professor Politics, adios.
All right, and I saw that video with Mitch McConnell with him booing at him. Did you see that, Kyle?
I did, yeah, and so certainly there could be more of a call, especially because of the medical issue he appeared to have suffered the other day.
Well, I don't want to, you know, make fun of anybody that's got an issue like that, but I'm telling you, having been a paramedic for a number of years and an EMT before that, but 30 years in the fire service, a lot of it on a rescue truck, I've seen what a stroke looks like. And you could see by the way he was looking and the way his jaw dropped, and just by the body language, that he was suffering something that had attacked his ability to be able to speak. And that is usually a stroke when that happens at that position.
Yeah, and I'm just completely surprised that they didn't take him directly to the hospital or to a medical facility, or somebody would check him out, because he came back a little while later and said he was fine.
Yeah, but he wasn't fine.
It seems pretty serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he wasn't fine. Now, the U.S. consumers, and you were in this business, so you would know better, the U.S. consumers are saying it's a bad time to buy a house, as suddenly the housing prices have hit a 13-year high here during the month of July.
Well, that's right. I think people are saying to themselves, because of the interest rates that are out there right now, you know, that you can't go buy as much house as you can, as you could, rather. So I think a lot of people are staying put. They also have to come up with huge down payments, because the value of these houses has increased so much. So it's much harder for even first-time home buyers to even get in the game.
Well, if you're a new buyer and you're not a veteran, okay, and you don't have the luxury of paying nothing down to get in with a VA loan, you've got to come up with as much as 20% down right now
if you're a new buyer.
Well, that's right. And so, you know, how do you get that? I mean, people do try to save and so forth, but it's just very, very difficult.
Yeah. And a lot of people have to borrow the money to come up with a down payment to buy the house, and then they add that on top of the house, and suddenly a $300,000 home is $360,000 plus whatever.
Well, that's right. And they'd have to have wages that, you know, allow them to pay the mortgage and so forth. And at these high interest rates, the mortgage payments are going to be incredibly high.
Now, we've talked about San Francisco losing people and California losing revenue, taxable revenue, correct?
That's right.
Portland, Oregon, now, has lost over 14,000 residents, resulting in $1 billion worth of lost revenue. That's not just taxes, that's purchasing power and whatnot, between 2020 and 2021. That's 1 year's reporting. We now know that about Portland, Oregon.
Well, again, you have these policies that are put in place, the soft on crime, is, to say the least, and it just creates this sort of terrible, terrible, almost, you know, post-apocalyptic kind of an environment, and people don't want to live there.
And now we understand from the radical Democratic mayor of Chicago, who I believe was the president of the teachers union, is that what he was when he ran for the mayor's position?
He may have been. I don't know for sure.
Okay, well, he's chastising the media. You ready for this? For being mean to the criminals.
Well, that's exactly. Well,
what are you supposed to do? Give him candy bars and milk and ice cream or something? What?
Well, he's getting upset about the use of the word mob by a reporter to describe looters that were looting on last Wednesday, I believe.
They were a mob.
Exactly. Yeah. See, that's the thing. If you can't call it for what it is, then you start to lose the battle already. If you can't define what's happening.
Well, of course, Trump lost the 2020 election, but now we have Ron DeSantis, say, after years of hedging, not really giving an answer, agreeing that that Trump did lose the 2020 election. I guess that's so he can separate himself a little bit more. Is that right?
Well, he was asked, you know, pretty directly, and he said, of course he lost. And he was talking with NBC News, by the way, on this. He says, Joe Biden's the president. And, of course, for a while, it's always been, you know, the 2020 election issues have always been there. But it's very interesting that he's decided to make a definitive statement about it.
Well, the Trump lawyers say the proposed protective order was too broad, and they're urging more of a limited version of the rules on this protective order and the First Amendment and who can speak and how they can say what they can say about the case.
Right. Yeah, they want a more limited protective order, basically. Because obviously one of the things that Trump needs to be able to do, he needs to be able to go out and talk about these cases. He's raising money off of talking about these cases. So he's got to be able to say things, and if he's bound from doing that in some way, shape, or form, it is very limiting.
Well, that's what's keeping him in the scheme of things is the fundraising, because it's paying for his legal defense plus his campaign.
That's exactly right.
All right, hold that thought. Coming back with more here with Kyle Warner, professor of politics, and the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
And you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
that guy played the piano, Kyle.
Who is that?
Well, let's see. It's the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
Oh, it's the Fabulous Thunderbirds. Okay,
yeah, and that's
cool.
The song called My Babe. And, again, I found this accidentally because this wasn't even a song that was on one of their albums. And it was it was one of their concert songs that they played. And it popped up, and I heard it. I said, my God, who are these guys? Because I didn't realize it was the Fabulous Thunderbirds. I did a little bit more research, and boom, there they are. And it's on one of their albums, but that was from a live concert. So how about that?
Yeah, well, it sounded pretty good. It sounded really good.
Yeah, and the guy in the piano is just going nuts. He was just getting down with the sound. That's all there was to it. All right, take it away. Tell me what's going on out west.
All right, well, folks, we continue to see some of these very dry, gusty conditions. This is going to be mostly through southern Utah, parts of northern Arizona, down through Kingman, and then also over into western and southern Colorado as well. So you want to be aware of that, and a little bit into northern New Mexico. Fortunately, some of the intense heat warnings have now dropped off in southern Arizona, but right now, even in Phoenix, it's still 98 degrees, and if we take a look at what might be happening there over the next couple of days, it looks like on Tuesday it's 107, Wednesday 108, Thursday 106, but it's going to stay pretty much the same through the week. But at least these big warnings are, yeah, the big warnings are kind of starting to fall off right now. But we'll keep monitoring them, of course. Last hour, as we said, on I-84, looks like a lot of that rain along I-84 near Twin Falls and Burley is starting to go south of there. But right now, Pocatello is getting the rain right now. And that's going to head on over even a little bit over to the southeast there, over towards Soda Springs. So that's what we're seeing on the radar map right now. A little bit of rain in the very, very southeast corner of Arizona right now. But other than that, we continue to see some of those air quality alerts, which are there's just a little bit around Bend, Oregon, still from those wildfires, and then up in northern Montana through Kalispell, not quite to Missoula. You should have some pretty good air quality once you get to Missoula if you're heading south from Kalispell, but you still have some of that air quality alert going on there. Be careful.
Well, once you climb the elevation coming out of El Paso on I-10, you're going to be in high heat all the way to Jacksonville, Florida. And by the time you get to the 10 and 20 split there, Pecos, and you get up to Midland, you get down to San Antonio, you're going to be in 100-degree temperatures because the temperatures to get there are going to be in the 90s. All the way down to the Mexican border, and then going up from Laredo all the way to Dallas-Fort Worth through San Antonio, you're going to be in 100-degree temperatures all the way there. It's going to take you pretty much up to the state line of Oklahoma, which is where it's going to stop. But I-10, I-20, I-35, I-10 all the way, like I say, straight across over to Jacksonville, Florida, high heat all the way, 100-degree temperatures right now, predicted for the New Orleans area and for Mississippi and for part of I-10 when in Alabama and Pensacola, pretty much all the way over to Jacksonville and up into Georgia, probably Valdosta. You're going to be approaching the 100-degree mark there. Going to go up to Tifton, Georgia. Going to go up a little bit into South Carolina on I-95 up towards Myrtle Beach. So it's going to be warm over by the water. And then we have a line of thunderstorms and rain and possibly some flash flooding in the mix here, which is going to be on a 45-degree angle from central Oklahoma down into the southwestern corner of Arkansas to include I-30 coming up out of Texarkana, if you will. And it'll go for about 75 miles or so, but it's well over 150 miles into Oklahoma coming out of the southeastern corner, going up into the upper central part of Oklahoma right now, just about Oklahoma City way and a little bit further west than that. Then we've got some rain tonight on the southeastern corner of Missouri and the southwestern corner of Kentucky, and also over here onto the southern part of Illinois, southwestern corner of Indiana. And then we got the Schmutz alert up there. We got our buddy up there, George, up in Minneapolis, is up there in the Schmutz alert. You can't walk outside, George. It's gonna have that foul odor and smell and just that gunk in the air stuff.
all the way up to Duluth, all the way to the northwestern corner up there towards Moorhead, Minnesota. Then you got a little bit of flooding going on along Lake Erie. In particular, Ripley to Dundee, there's a flood alert, shore alert there for the flooding. There's rain tonight up along Cape Cod in Boston. There's a heavy rain that's been going on for the last 2 hours anyway up in Vermont, where they don't need any more rain, but they're getting it again, heavy rain, as well as New Hampshire and the northern part of Maine tonight. So that's what we got going on. And other than that, the high heat's going to go all the way down to the Keys, and we're going to have really hot temperatures from Lake Okeechobee south. And over here where I'm at, they have a high heat advisory for feel-like temperatures of 112 degrees until 7 p.m. tonight. And when we started the show, just before we started the show, Kyle, it was 90 degrees at midnight here in Tampa. Right now, it's still 85 degrees, not bad, but it's still warm when you walk outdoors.
Yes, well, still, yeah, that's pretty significant warm, though.
All right, real quick, 30 seconds, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
All right, folks, don't forget the Pilot and Flying J travel centers are available to you all across the highways and byways and interstates of the land. They're the largest operator of travel centers in the United States. So check them out, pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. And start to max points this August only. Earn up to 5 points per gallon when you fuel up with Push for Points exclusively in the My Rewards Plus app. Collect more points on the road to score more rewards. Pilotflyingj.com.
All right. And let's see here. I'm going to go over real quick to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience. Good morning. I hear the wind blowing in my ear.
Good morning.
All right. Lee from Tampa just sent me a message. And, Lee, you are correct. That is absolutely right. He's saying, good morning, Captain. You guys were talking about Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell has a Democratic governor. If he retires, the seat goes blue. That's true. That's absolutely true, Kyle.
Yes, that would appear to be so, yeah.
Yep, because a Democratic governor is not going to appoint a Republican. They'll take advantage of that, right? Right, Denise?
I think so. What do you think, Denise?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, that is...
We have a lot of reasons to not like Mitch McConnell, but I will tell you, if we didn't have Mitch McConnell, Merrick Garland would be sitting on the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
So let's just remember that one.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, hold that thought. Here comes the music in my ear. And folks, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back after the top of the hour news and views and all that good sort of stuff and let you know what's going on in the world in which we live. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Kathy is going to take us to break. So, Kathy, let's get her done.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.